I'd say first and foremost, I'm the only one who's actively serving in the military. I think after 10 years and serving as a major, I have a unique understanding of the situation that's facing our veterans after nearly 20 years of war. The other thing that I would say is I have an A ranking from the NRA and the American Conservative Union. State Senator Randy Feenstra has a B, and I had a D in 2016. My instincts were in approaching this race to honor our incumbent, who I voted for, and I make this known, both in the general and in the primaries, but at the same time, to make sure that we can have a voice on committees that are so critical. So I think for me, it's being a constitutionalist who can even go against his own caucus. I've demonstrated that. I'm a pro-life advocate. I have a 10-part Defend Life plan, and I've demonstrated that in the Iowa House, that when I had to be one of only six Republicans to go against my own caucus, I can do so. That's probably the number one thing that I've heard out there, is that people just don't want a go-along-to-get-along Republican, but somebody who will be part of a Freedom Caucus, Tea Party-like conservative, who's a constitutionalist, and they'll find that in me for certain.